Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Now, back to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
It is 9:29 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. If you're celebrating a graduate in your home, get your house looking its best with help from my friends at Zero Res Carbon Tile Cleaning. It's not too late for deep spring cleaning on your home. Call my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Tile Cleaning to get your home fresh and clean for the summertime. You know, when Zero Res comes in, they get your home insanely clean. They use their patented ZR water so your home stays cleaner, longer, and it doesn't have any of that soap residue, so that when they're done cleaning, it dries faster and it doesn't attract more dirt. That's what Zero Res does. That's what they've been doing in my home for years now. And if you want Zero Res to come on out to your home, make sure you go to ZeroResTampaBay.com. That is Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z TampaBay.com. Or you can call them at 813-375-9960. Mention me, Mike Calta, to get 3 rooms of carpet clean for $109. Or you can easily schedule it online, ZeroResTampaBay.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it's the right way to clean. Our friend Bobby Kelly is here with us.
Hello.
He's in town shooting his special this weekend. It went fantastic. We had a great time. And Bobby is leaving the city today, so he's hanging out with us this morning.
Yes.
And this is such a letdown because we spend the whole weekend with you, and then next weekend's who? Like, there'll probably be some comedian I don't even know. Yeah. It's not going to get funny until Natalie Cuomo comes in.
Yeah, and Soder.
Dan Soder.
Yeah, I think we're going to pass on Soder because we can only do one or the other.
You better not.
What?
It's Dan Soder.
Yeah.
That's my adopted son. He's one of the funniest guys around. I get Natalie. I get it.
So hot.
Mm-hmm. I get it. You like
We would never pass on Soder. Soder will be here. Natalie's here like on Thursday. Soder's here on Friday. That's all happening in the month.
Going to happen.
This month, right? Later this month?
Yes, it is the May 9th, 18th and 19th.
I have a busy weekend. So this weekend I have my son. What? What are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing at you because you have a busy weekend. It's just funny to me. Let's hear the busy weekend. Because I know people who work construction have busy weekends. I know people who have busy weekends. People in the Ukraine have a busy weekend. I want to hear your busy weekend because I know you have to nap. I think it's every hour and a half you have to take an 8-second nap.
Everybody's got jokes.
Okay, special's over, huh? Yeah.
What's your busy weekend?
Saturday is my mom's birthday, and it's...
Ooh,
you know how taxing that is to hang out with my mother?
Okay, busy weekend.
Well, you got to make it for Mother's Day because you didn't see her or
call her.
Saturday is my mom's birthday. Mm-hmm. Saturday night is my sister's graduation from law school party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Sunday, my son's... I don't understand.
Because you're literally saying you're busy. It's two parties. These are two celebrations.
Yeah, there's nothing people, to do on Friday.
I didn't say I was going to be tortured weekend. I just said I was busy.
I'm watching people being burnt in Ukraine on the TV right now. I'm so busy this weekend. I'm so busy.
I stated it as a matter of fact. I was busy this weekend.
This is what I hear when you say that. Mike, what's going on? I'm so busy. Friday, I have my mother's birthday party. I mean, it's taxing being with her because she wants to talk talk to me about being my mother. And then Saturday, I have enough. My sister has a graduation. There's more. I have to eat more cake. Listen, I'm like eating that much cake. And then Sunday, there's a game on. There's another game. And I'm going to do a brisket. It's a busy weekend. That's what I hear.
Sunday, I have to go to a charity event for my son's school.
Oh, yeah, charity event. Another fun thing. I mean, you're acting like you're getting your leg amputated. You're having a great weekend.
I didn't say it wasn't going to be great. I just said it was going to be busy.
It's bizarre.
Can't win with this group.
Three different events where you'll definitely have food and possibility of cake all spent with your family.
Yes, and sleeping. He will sleep 14 minutes into each event.
How many times did you catch me sleeping this weekend?
Six.
Friday night.
Yes.
Friday is Friday the 13th.
Oh,
Friday night.
Yeah.
I have nothing.
Don't go out.
Yes. Jason has a busy night.
Carmen, you want to go out Friday?
No.
Oh.
That's the night you stay in. Friday the 13th?
That's when you get killed when you stay in. Go out.
Wait.
Yeah, you don't stay in. All those movies.
Jason never kills anybody in a nightclub.
Wait.
It's true.
He kills them leaving the nightclub.
Yeah, look, go roller skating. No one's ever been murdered by Jason at a roller skating.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have some stuff to give away. Let's do that right now with a little, and Bobby's going to play for the first time, a little Google feud. Here we go.
What will the all-knowing Google box say? Well, if you can guess one of the top three answers, you'll win. It's time to play Google Feud, only on the Mike Calta Show.
All right, here we go. Bobby, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I don't know what I'm going to lose.
I'll explain how you do it, Bobby. It's pretty easy. So I'm going to read you a phrase, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to finish the phrase. You're going to tell me how, if you type this into Google, how it's going to be finished. And if you get in the top three answers on Google, then you're going to win a prize. Well, the person on the line will win a prize. But I'm going to ask all you guys. They get to choose one, and then they get to decide whether they want to go with one of yours or stick with their own.
Gotcha.
So here we go. First, Google feud. Who was the first woman? Mike, how is Google going to finish that?
To go what, Carmen?
Oh, normally we do the person on the line first.
Nope. We do the people in the room because then I ask the person on the line, do you want to... Nope, that's right. Carmen's right.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we played this. I realized right in the middle of it, you were right.
I was just going to firmly defend
Yeah, Calvin. I know. Mike was completely on my side.
Of course.
Very good, Carmen. I apologize. Who was the first woman to correct me on how to play Google Feud? Let's go to Mark. Welcome to the Mike Calta Show. Mark, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
Here we go. Google Feud. Finish this. How will Google finish this? Who was the first woman
to go into space?
To go into space. All right. Mike Calta, who was the first woman?
That was mine. To vote.
To vote. Bobby Kelly, who was the first woman
to have an abortion?
To have an abortion. Oh, topical.
Carmen.
Spanish, who was the first woman
to have a baby?
To have a baby. Opposite.
A baby.
Gio, who was the first woman
to run for president?
To run for president.
Ooh,
and Carmen, who was the first woman
in Congress?
In Congress. All right, Mark, you've heard everybody's answer. You want to stick with yours or go with somebody else's?
I kind of like Gio's option to run for president, so let's see if Gio wins.
First woman to run for president. All right, you got to get in the top three to be a winner. Number three. Who is the first woman to run for president? Very nice. You're a winner.
Wow. Hey, yeah.
Number two, who is the first woman in space? You would have won either way.
Oh. What was the next one?
Who is the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court?
Hmm. All right. Good
she
job.
Actually didn't work for the Supreme Court. She just sat her ass out. Mark, I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations. There you go. Mark is a winner.
I get
Carmen, that's line two.
Yep.
You got it, Bobby?
Yeah, so there's no losers.
You're a loser.
I mean, I lost, but yes. It's not as bad as
sports.
No, different. All right, round two.
All right, round two. Let's go to Ben. Welcome to the Mike Calta Show, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you out today?
Good. All right, we're playing Google Feud. Tell me how Google will finish this. Can a dog eat?
I want to go first.
Ben, what do you got?
Say the question one more time.
Can a dog eat
peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
No, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, right. Oh. Mike Calta, can a dog eat
Rawhide.
Rawhide. Bobby, can a dog eat?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Spanish?
Can a dog eat?
Jeez.
Underwear.
Underwear. Gio?
Can a dog eat poop?
And Carmen, can a dog eat?
Can a dog eat cat food?
Cat food. All right, Ben, you heard all the answers. You want to stick with yours, peanut butter, or switch to somebody else's?
I'll switch to chocolate.
You're going to switch to chocolate. All right. Smart. I believe that was Bobby's, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Got to get in the top three to be a winner. Number one, number three for Google Feud. Can a dog eat cat food? Didn't pick that one. Number two, can a dog eat yogurt?
Yogurt.
Number one answer for Google Feud, can a dog eat strawberries? Not a winner.
Really?
Not a winner.
Nobody.
I thought chocolate would be a winner for
you. Well, I think everybody knows. That they can't eat chocolate. So.
Strawberry is good for their teeth.
Strawberry is good for your teeth.
Thanks.
You like that?
Yep. You're welcome. Bye.
Want to do another round?
Yes, please.
All right. Let me get a question in here. There we go. All right. And let's go to Matt. Welcome to the Mike Helta Show. Matt, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Good. All right. We're playing Google Feud. Tell me how you think Google's going to finish this.
When is the best time to water the lawn?
To what?
Water your lawn.
Water your lawn. All right. Mike Helta, when is the best time to...
buy airline tickets.
Buy airline tickets. All right. Bobby, when is the best time to...
make a baby.
Make a baby.
Damn it.
Gio, when is the best time to...
When is the best time to eat dinner?
Eat dinner. Spanish,
When's the best time to poop?
To poop. All right. And Carmen, when is the best time to...
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. All right, Matt, you heard all the answers. You want to stick with yours or switch to somebody else's?
No, I actually like Mike's.
You like Mike's. When's the best time to buy plane tickets? All right. Got to get in the top three to be a winner here. When is the best time to buy a car? Number two, when is the best time to post on Instagram?
Yeah.
And the number one answer for Google Feud, when is the best time to book a flight?
Yay!
Wow!
Congratulations. You are a winner, Matt. I'm going to put you on hold there. Very good. Mike's answer was the winner on that one.
I'm a champion.
Do you want to play another round? Or?
Yeah, one more. I want quick. Let's do one more.
One more.
Because you won.
What do you mean one?
He's on a heater. He's on a roll. He wants to see if he can win more, you know? All right, let's go to Travis. Welcome to the Mike Helta Show. How are you, Travis?
Pretty good.
All right, we are playing Google Feud. Tell me how you think Google will finish this. How long should I...
sleep at night.
Sleep at night. All right, Mike Kelta, how long should I...
How long should I cook a boiled egg?
Boil an egg?
Boil an egg.
Okay. Bobby, how long should I...
These are things I need to know when I have chickens.
How long should I... grow my hair.
Grow my hair. All right. Gio, how long should I...
How long should I go without showering?
Spanish, how long should I...
Sit on the toilet.
Sit on... Everything's yeah. toilet with this guy.
Backed up, man.
The theme.
Maybe you got socks in your stomach.
Eh?
Carmen, how long should I...
How long should I work out?
Should I work out? Carmen goes to the gym, everybody, in case you didn't know.
We know, we see that. Gio and I see her all the time.
All right, Travis, you heard everybody else's answer. You want to stick with yours or switch with someone?
Go with Carmen.
Carmen, how long should I work out? All right, got to get in the top three to be a winner. Number three for Google Feud, how long should I fast? Number two, how long should I keep my tax returns? And number one answer for Google Feud, how long should I quarantine?
Nobody cares about eggs.
Sorry, Travis. Yeah. Well,
nobody cares about eggs.
Guess not.
We did get one winner.
Actually, we got two.
Two winners.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I just
busy weekend.
Yeah, all right. Busy. I'm so busy.
It's time for you to go home.
Very busy. Dude, I'm so glad because you're getting busy. And I don't want to be here. You're busy. You're winning games. You're a champion. You're busy.
I'm sorry if I do a lot of charity work.
Oh, my God. I have charity. I have chickens. I'm busy. Yeah. I have a turtle.
I have a chicken charity.
Oh, my God. I gotta carry lettuce outside. And drop it. And then he walks as slow as I fell. I'm busy. Me and Ralphie are busy.
Take a break, come back and wrap things up.
We're busy.
Can't happen soon enough. It's the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.